the official Arizona Super Bowl host committee show. Here's Dave Burns.
And welcome into another edition of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee show and podcast. My name is Dave Burns. I'm the co-host of the Burns and Gambo show over on our sister station, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. We are getting closer and closer to Super Bowl 57. We're about 6 weeks away, and joining us to run through a big myriad of the events that are coming up, including one in particular that we want to focus on. The head of events from the Arizona Host Committee, Heather Holland, joining us here on our Super Bowl show and podcast. Welcome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's a pleasure.
I got to imagine it's just really ramping up right now, right?
We've talked with
several guests, and it always seems like once you get past the holidays, once you get past the New Year's, here we go, right?
Exactly. We are here, and it's coming, and we're super excited for it to actually be executed and planning and getting everything produced. So we're excited. So thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm thrilled to be here.
Of course. As a matter of kind of almost habit, how long have you personally been planning this? When did it start? How long have you been working on everything leading up to this moment?
I mean, we definitely have been working on it for a year, but I think even before then, people have been a part of it to, you know, get it finalized after 2015. I think the planning has never stopped. It just keeps continuing, and now we're keep getting ramped up. So we're excited. Like I said, we're excited to actually see everything come to life, and I think the Valley's going to be thrilled to see all of the different events that can come for the paid experiences versus the free experiences. And I think that's where it's really going to shine our state.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about sort of a broad, you know, all of the events and, you know, what would Heather do the week leading into the Super Bowl. But the big event I want to focus on in the first part of the show for the next couple of minutes here is the Super Bowl experience at Hance Park. Let's talk about that, because I know recently musical acts were announced for this. And I also know in all of our previous conversations that this is a fairly new event as part of the Super Bowl. So let's start there. The musical acts that you guys announced recently were?
Yeah, so we're excited. Thursday, we launched our first headliner, which is going to be Jimmy Eat World. He's actually a native from here, so we're super excited to have him on our main stage. Again, that's Thursday. And then Friday, February 10th, we have the award-winning country artist Lee Bryce. So he is an ex-football player, so we decided what better stage to move him onto a main stage. So we're excited for him to come into our town, and he'll be performing on Friday, Saturday, to be to come, but we're going to be definitely bringing the energy. So
Saturday's musical act, still one last secret to spring on everybody.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like right after New Year's, we're just going to spring the last act onto people.
Well, I know I'm excited about Jimmy Eat World. I've become acquaintances with a couple of members of the band. I know my daughter in particular is very happy about the Lee Bryce announcement. Very, very happy about that. So far, you've made at least two people in my household happy. If you can go for three,
perfect.
You've hit the trifecta.
The
pressure's on. Let's talk about this event at Hance Park. The musical acts, I don't want to say aside, but that's just one part of a very larger kind of picture here.
Yeah.
This is a big event that's really brand new to all of this. How did this all come about, given that you're adding something new to the Super Bowl hosting equation here?
Yeah, I think feedback off of 2015, we really wanted a centralized place that people could come. I think the different about this event is actually we're re-entry. So you can come in the morning, you can come back down in the evening for the music. And so I think we really wanted to cultivate a free experience as well as bring in local cuisines. AB's going to be bringing in some amazing beverages as well as Hensley. So I think we wanted to capture all activities for all ages. And I think that kind of spans from your point. It's like hitting the demographics from the generations older, the generations younger, the generations in between. I think that's really what we really wanted to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
But also being able to allow people to come and explore downtown, because we have so much going on throughout the state of Arizona. But being able to pop on down to the PCC, which is the NFL Experience paid event, and then come back over to Hance Park, I think that's really going to give the cultural and the atmosphere that we want for the patrons.
I'm glad that you highlighted the distinction there. And just for anybody in our audience, I want to make sure we are talking about two very separate events.
We are.
Right?
Yeah.
The NFL experience at the convention center.
Yes.
Which is the traditional sort of one that we think about when we think about the NFL experience. And then the Super Bowl experience at Hans Park.
Yeah.
I walk into Hans Park. What am I going to see? What am I going to be able to do? What do I have in front of me? What options?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a ton of sponsorship integrations in there, which is going to be able to have people come and experience their actual booth. I think as well as we're going to bring in some local beverages as well as national beverages. So I think you can come experience our AZ tailgate, which is going to be our food area, which people are going to be able to have a variety of different options. And then I think we're just going to bleed into the nighttime program. Our stage is going to be programmed throughout the day, I think, with local components, and then I think obviously as a national component to it that we're going to have. So I think we're going to be able to transition from the day to night, but I promise you it's going to be fun, entertainment. You might get some exercises in, you might get some fun activities that involve running around. So I think it's going to blow people away with how much we have in that park.
And from a proximity standpoint to everything else going on in downtown Phoenix, it's walking distance, right? I mean, I know where it is, but for people listening who might not be aware of where it's at, it's everything certainly within walking distance for anybody who wants to go see it all when they're down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even catch the light rail and come on down. We have a light rail stop that's right by Margaret T. Hans Park, which is going to be super nice. If you're coming down to Tempe, just jump on it. We're going to have multiple stops throughout. But I think the walking path, again, the Phoenix Convention Center is the paid experience, the Super Bowl experience presented by Lowe's. That's the more of the NFL fan football theme. That's about a 0.8 mile walk from us down south. So I think once you're in the heart of downtown, there's going to be a lot of directional signage that you're going to be able to get towards the park.
When does setup start at Hans Park? Has setup already started at Hans Park? I didn't even know the answer to that when I thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, it's coming. We're 21 days away. So we are loading in about 21 days. It's quite a big load-in day weeks prior. So we're going to be loading in then, and then our first doors open on Thursday, February 9th.
Okay.
Our doors open from 2 to 10, and then Friday and Saturday, our doors open, Thursday and Friday, our doors open from 2 to 10, and then Saturday, our doors open from 10 to 10, and then Sunday, we're super excited. We're actually launching the first ever NFL watch party, so you can come on down, and you know, if you don't want to host the Super Bowl watch party, come on down to our backyard. We'll host it for you. We're going to have large screens on our main stage, which we're super excited about. It. So our full main stage will actually be full programmed by LEDs. So
I'm glad you brought this up, because this to me is one of the, in my previous conversations with other members of the host committee, this is one of my favorite elements of the Hans Park part of all of this, is that for people who want to experience the game in that kind of communal sense of we're all experiencing this together, but who can't actually get into the game. I mean, it's obviously a very difficult ticket to get.
It is.
This seems to me to be the perfect sort of middle ground where you get to experience it with other people to say, okay, Phoenix is hosting this, the metro area is hosting this, and we get to all enjoy it together even though we can't get into the game. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and I think it's even if you want to stop on by when our doors open at 11, I think it's something fun for you to feel like you're being a part of the game. I think we're going to bring some elements that's really going to make that whole scene. We really want to kind of blow it out of the water with the first ever official NFL watch party. We're super excited. The NFL's super excited. And I think that it'll actually be a fun activity for people to come, pop on by, stay the whole time if they would like, watch the entire game. There's definitely going to be interactive elements that people can, you know, get up and watch not only the game, but other activities around it.
So much of this is a collaboration, not only with the sponsors, but with also all of the various municipalities here in the Valley. I mean, this is, yes, the game is in Glendale. Yeah, a lot of the parties are in Scottsdale. Yeah, the NFL experience is in downtown Phoenix. But you mentioned the light rail and the proximity to Tempe. It feels like every community here in the metro area is really getting involved. And I imagine we'll see a lot of that at Hans Park, too.
Yeah, we definitely. I mean, we work with a lot of collaboration with the NFL, as well as every municipality in Arizona, which is super great from a host committee standpoint, because we want to put our best foot forward being in Arizona. And I think the collaboration is a huge part of the planning process, especially being 6 weeks out. We have great partnerships with Avondale, Glendale, Goodyear, Mesa, Peoria, from Phoenix to Scottsdale, you know, to Tempe. I think we're really capturing that regional takeover, which we really want to do. And I think it takes all part. I mean, every part here and every municipality has their part in it. And we're all striving to one goal, which is to create the best Super Bowl experience. And I think we're all on track for that. And we're super excited for Super Bowl 57.
With a goal that leads into another goal.
Yeah.
Of, let's try to get another one of these, right?
Yeah.
Which is, and I'm not trying to, you know, get too far ahead of things here. But obviously, you know, that is part of the mission here, mm-hmm. is to put on such a great show and such a great party that the NFL feels like we've got to go back. They know what they're doing. They know how to throw one of these things there in Phoenix.
Exactly. And I think our history, I mean, being the fourth Super Bowl that's taking part in Arizona, I think that really contests to how much Arizona as a whole collaborates together, because it's not just a host committee. It's every part of here to get the bid and get awarded from the NFL. And the NFL loves being here. They love the culture. They love the community around it. So they're super excited to be back. And we're super excited to have them back.
Heather Holland is the head of events for the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee. This is the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast. And we'll be back with more with Heather talking about everything leading up to the big game. That's all coming up next here on KTAR.
Let's go. This is the official Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee show. Once again, T. Burns.
Welcome back to the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast and show. My name is Dave Burns. I'm co-host of the Burns and Gambo Show on our sister station, Arizona Sports. And I'm joined right now, as I have been all show, by Heather Holland. She is the head of events for the Arizona Host Committee, which means she has been very, very, very busy for at least the last year, probably more. And certainly now that we're getting closer to Super Bowl 57, it is go time on everything. Now, a lot of these events, now that it's here or getting closer to here, it really is time to start talking about them. But there is one in particular that I know is coming up, and that's the 5K9, which it took me a couple of times to figure out the K9 part, but I get it now. The Arizona 5K9, which is coming up. Tell us all about this, because this one is coming up sooner than the actual event in Super Bowl week. What do you have for us on this one?
Yeah, we're so excited. So this one is going to be on January 7th.
Okay.
In Mesa at Riverview Park, so right next to the baseball stadium out there. Again, it will be starting at 8 a.m. on January 7th.
Okay. So it is coming up very quickly.
It is. So new year, new you. Why not start it out with a 5K9? Mm-hmm. So bring your puppy out or dogs. We would love to see you guys. Registration is still open. You can go to azsuperbowl.com and register. We would love to see you out there. Like I said, the registration is still open, and it'll be a way to kickstart the new year. So January 7th, mark your calendar.
Everybody out there walking, running, dogs.
Exactly.
Oh, if you love dogs, if you're a dog, right? That's the perfect event, right?
It is. It is.
Same daughter who loves Lee Bryce loves dogs.
Expect her at both events.
She should be at both events. She would but she wouldn't get the 5K in. She would just stop and look at all the dogs.
Got it.
All right. So that event is coming up. And again, the website for people to register for that is?
Yes. So it's azsuperbowl.com. And we are partnering up with PetSmart, which we're super excited about as well. So please come out. It'll be a fun day. Again, it's January 7th at 8 a.m. So around the corner.
Right around the corner. You are the head of events for the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee, which means you've been planning and in part of the planning for all of this. So let's talk about the week of the game, Super Bowl 57, which is about 6 weeks away. We've been joking off the air. We're calling this the What Would Heather Do segment. What would Heather do in the week leading up? How would you start your week? Where would you go? How would you plan it out if you were a fan here in town and you wanted to experience as much of the Super Bowl as you possibly could?
Yeah, I would say first thing, pack some walking shoes.
Okay.
You'll be walking around the valley. We're super excited. Like I said earlier on the segment, we have a lot of opportunity that people can purchase tickets or come to the the free event. But yeah, we start, actually the NFL experience starts on February 4th and 5th. This is the paid experience at Phoenix Convention Center. That's the Super Bowl experience presented by Lowe's. And I would honestly recommend the locals come out this week. It is a discounted ticket right now. Okay. It is $20. And then they have a couple dark days in between and they'll start back up on February 9th through the 11th. This is the paid NFL experience where all of the fans, the NFL will be there, the players will be there. And also as another reminder, kids under 12 are free.
Okay.
So it's a good opportunity. And I think after that, opening night presented by Fast Twitch is also going to be downtown. This is the media portion. They're actually really excited to have opening night come back. It's been a couple years since it's been around. And this is an opportunity you can purchase tickets to kind of see the ins and the outs with the media. So players will be there. Coaches will be there. They'll do some takings. And it's kind of an inside scoop that you can kind of see what's behind the scenes. And then after that, our event, as we were talking about earlier, Super Bowl experience presented by Lowe's at Margaret T. Hance, will be opening up on Thursday.
Okay.
So that'll go Thursday through Sunday.
Okay. Let's go back. And let's go just for a minute. Let's go back and talk about why it's so important for the locals to go to the NFL experience early. And if from what I understand it, is that most of the out of town guests tend to really populate that event the closer we get to the game.
Yes.
So to experience it maybe without those crowds, that's where the encouragement, right, comes for the locals to go earlier.
Exactly. And I think you hit it on. We want it to, the NFL wants to expand that so the local component at the very beginning can really, you know, experience it. Because I think, like you said, in 2015, you know, we saw about a million people come through our state. And so I think giving the opportunity at a discounted rate kind of gives that experience the 4th and the 5th for locals to come, because the big push is going to be later in that week. So if you're a local, I would highly recommend coming downtown and checking it out.
Checking that out. Opening night on that Monday. And I've joked about this with previous guests. I think of it as media day. I know that's not what it's called anymore.
But
this is, you know, to describe it for someone who's never been there before, this is the players and the coaches on the field.
Yep.
Most of the major ones kind of have their own podium. And this is where, you know, partially like accredited journalists are there to get, you know, questions and answers and everything. But that's also where you see people in wedding dresses showing up and proposing to Tom Brady and right, like all that crazy stuff, right, that you see about the next day on the highlight shows. That's what opening night is. It's always a lot of fun because you never really know exactly what you're going to see.
I mean, the week of Super Bowl is never going to be a dull moment. So I think you hit it on the head with how much interaction that's going to be there. But it's definitely media focus. And I think with a ticket, it gives you that inside scoop that you might not necessarily see. So again, opening night will be on February 6th at 6 p.m. and it's presented by Fast Twitch downtown.
Okay. So you've got, we mentioned Hans Park. We talked about that in the previous segment. Now you've got the historic Old Town ESPN Main Street tailgate, which begins on February 8th. A chance to see the worldwide leaders strut their stuff in downtown Scottsdale, right?
Yeah, exactly. ESPN was here in 2015. I think it's going to give a really fun, again, I think also kind of an inside scoop when you're walking down Old Town. They basically take over the Old Town. The way that they're going to design it is going to be pretty impressive. And I think it also gives that opportunity to be up close as that ESPN. I mean, everybody wants to see it, see the broadcasters.
Sure.
And I think that that's a, you know, once you're done doing downtown, I think you can pop over to Scottsdale and check out ESPN Main Street tailgate.
The 24th annual Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. This loops Mesa now into the equation here. Everybody getting involved. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So this will be in Mesa. This is the 24th annual Super Bowl Gospel. This is an opportunity to really enjoy music. It's an uplifting concert, brings NFL players, award-winning musical acts. They're super excited to be back into town. Like I said before, bring your walking shoes because I think heading out to Mesa will be a great opportunity to see some great performers.
Speaking of music, then you've got the Bud Light Music Fest, a concert series, 3 back-to-back-to-back nights at Footprint Center in downtown Phoenix. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, downtown is going to be well well-populated and well-active during that weekend. But Bud Light Music Festival is back. That concert series does start on the 9th. They will have performers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is a paid experience, so you can go online and purchase the tickets for those days.
Okay. Yeah. And it's, let's see, it's got Paramore with a special guest on Thursday.
Yes.
Dave Matthews Band with DJ Pee-wee on Friday. Imagine Dragons on Saturday. So a little bit for everybody, depending on what your tastes are, right?
Exactly, exactly. So you can come and watch our free concert, and then you can come back there. So I think that there's, if you like music, there's definitely going to be a demographic for you in the music talent.
And then the watch party. And we talked about this in the last segment, but for somebody who wants to experience the game, but who can't actually get to the game, this is a really good opportunity to kind of have that communal experience.
Yeah, exactly. We really wanted to create an environment where people can come as a centralized hub, get easy down there. And I think it's going to be an opportunity for people to experience that feeling of the Super Bowl. I think we're going to have some great programming. I think that it's still going to be activities from day to night, which is going to be which was going to be airing the first ever Super Bowl experience, which we're super excited about on our main stage. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
How, in terms of all of these kind of coming together, how chaotic is it for you? How crazy does it get? Because there's so many moving parts, obviously,
yeah,
right?
There are a lot of those. You know, we kind of like talk to us as like we're air traffic control. All the events are coming in, and now we're almost to the place where all the planes are going to be landing. And I think that's where the excitement comes in. I think the colorful art that's going to be installed throughout the valley, I think that's going to just, we've been sprinkling it in here and there with the NFL. And I think as, you know, the new year comes, when you come and join us on our 5K9 run, I think that a lot of people will be able to see it kind of transforming the space in the local municipalities. And I think we're super excited. I think we've talked about it. Now we're excited for the local and the people that are going to be coming into town to actually experience all the events.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's you're getting to that point where the anticipation is probably,
yeah,
right? Like, okay,
right?
Let's go. Let's do this thing, right? Like, it's time. Yeah, yeah.
Everything we've been planning about, it's time for the execution, as we say. It's go time. So we're thrilled for the public to see it.
Well, Heather, we appreciate the time. Thank you for swinging by for a few minutes. And again, the 5K9, you can register for that now. That event is coming up very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And then the other events, starting with the NFL experience and then the event at Hans Park, all coming up very soon. Thank you for coming by for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Heather Holland, the head of events for the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee, our guest here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee show and podcast. My name is Dave Burns. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be back with you next week for more on Super Bowl 57.